Gemara says in Daf Tezayin Mavei, Zekola Shiras Kula Nichtava Sariyacha Gabi Levena. Every Shira is written in a unique way of writing, which is called a Riyacha Gabi Levena, which means you have writing, then you have a space, and you have writing. And the way Rashi explains it is that an Ariach is the Ksav, and a Levena is the space, which has nothing written in it, and a Levena is double the size of an Ariach. He says, Levena hu chalak shukuflaim in a Ksav, it's double the Ksav, Ariach Hatzi Levena. So basically, you have the ksav, and then you have double the space of the ksav. Is chalak is just open space with no ksav at all. What's the pshat in this unique way of writing a shira? So I saw a beautiful hesber from Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal, brought down in the Hakdama of this sefer Gan Sheshanim from Rabbi Nachum Ginechshlita, and he's masbir like this. He says that the ikar of a shira, the idea of a shira, is not the shira itself. It's not what we sing, but it's really what we don't sing. What the part of the shira which we're not able to express, which is nisha b'lei, which remains in our heart. When a person has some type of gilui, some type of hisarius, he feels an urge to express himself and get it all out. And that turns into shira, that turns into a shira, and he's able to put some of his emotions into words, but only a certain amount. There's always going to be a chelik, which is dekar, which is not even able to get out, and that is the chelik of the shira, which is never said and never sung. And mimela, that's reflected in the way we write the shira, that the ksav represents the shira that we're able to get out, we're able to express, but the chalak represents that chelik of the shira, which remains taman belev, which we can't even get out, and that is really dekar, and that's the main part of the shira, the part of the shira which is not able to come out, it's waiting to come out, but we don't have the kelim and the kaychas to express it, and that is the idea of a Riach HaGabi Levena. I saw a similar idea from Rav Huttner in the Sefer Zikaron on page Ein Ches. He brings down over there in footnote 48 that there's a musig that sometimes people, when they go out to a open field, a vast field, a big open area, they have this urge to sing. So he says, what's the pshat in that? Where does that urge come from? So he's mazal, when a person is able to see far away, everything is open, he's able to see as far as he could see, he knows that he could really see beyond that, there's more, that the world continues, but he's not able to see because his vision only goes so far. So you feel this limitation that there's more to see, but you're not able to do it, you're not able to see further than that, and that feeling of knowing that there's more and you're not able to get it out, that turns into shira, that expresses itself in shira, because that's what shira really is. Shira is the attempt to try to get out our emotions to the best of our ability, but there's always going to be something left, something stuck inside, which is the chelik of the shir, which you can't get out, and that could be the hezbo over here in this idea of a riach agave levena.